Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. AI chatbot versus doctors, a revolutionizing emergency medicine. Today we have a game-changing story for you. The remarkable performance of AI chatbot ChatGPT in suggesting likely diagnosis for patients in emergency medicine. In a pilot study presented at the European Emergency Medicine Congress, researchers unveiled findings that could reshape the future of emergency healthcare. Unlocking the silent struggle, schizophrenia and sexual health, based on a recent study published in JAMA Psychiatry. It sheds light on the often overlooked topic of sexual dysfunction among individuals with schizophrenia. Let's dive right in. In this comprehensive study, researchers delved into the world of schizophrenia and sexual health. They discovered a high prevalence of sexual dysfunction among those with schizophrenia, and the findings revealed intriguing connections to various factors. How common food additives impact your cardiovascular health. In today's episode, we dive into groundbreaking research published in the BMJ, shedding light on a topic that affects us all, the impact of food additives on cardiovascular health. For years, food emulsifiers have been quietly working their magic in our processed foods, enhancing texture and extending shelf life. But what if they are doing more than just that? In this study, a whopping 95,442 adults without prior cardiovascular disease took part, recording their dietary habits meticulously. The goal? To uncover the link between food additive emulsifiers and the risk of cardiovascular disease. Unmasking the link between social media use and prenatal depression. In a digital age, our screens have become windows to the world. But could our social media habits be hiding a dark secret when it comes to prenatal depression? Recent findings in the Journal of Affective Disorders have uncovered a startling connection between social media use and higher levels of depressive symptoms during pregnancy. So let's dive into the details of this study. This study, a prospective cohort study, followed 697 Dutch-speaking pregnant women from their first antenatal appointment. It measured depressive symptoms at each trimester using the Edinburgh Depression Scale. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.